Good morning and welcome to another offering of Heavenly Blessings with Linda Dillon, channel for the Council of Love and author of The New You, Emerging into the Brilliance of Humanity's Heart Consciousness, and myself, Suzanne Maresca. Lakota Holy Man and Chief Sitting Bull is joining us today to continue with our Native Chief series. Over 100 years after his death, Sitting Bull has become a symbol and archetype of Native American resistance movements. The last time we met with Sitting Bull was for our show on animal totems in May of 2013, so it'll be lovely to sit by the council fire with him again today. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Susie. How are you?
I'm very well. Well, a little sick, so we'll see what my voice sounds like, but it'll be okay.
No matter what, your voice always sounds fabulous.
Oh, thank you, darling.
So it's exciting to bring back and to visit again with Sitting Bull because, you know, I don't know, out of all the chiefs, I have such a strong connection and a gentle place in my heart for him. I feel a very deep connection.
Yeah.
So, yes, it will be wonderful.
Yeah.
And today, Sitting Bull is taking us to the center of the medicine wheel. And when I do the medicine wheel meditation and ceremony, that's exactly where I always find him. And, you know, Sitting Bull generally doesn't talk all that much. It's just this huge, strong, divine masculine energy. And even though he has been one of the chiefs, you know, in the Indian Wars, as you have put it, Susie, is also a sacred holy man.
Yes.
And he carries that energy of really deep peace.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'll be wonderful to simply be with him again and continue this theme that Archangel Michael has been working on with us that
mm-hmm.
hasn't gone away anywhere, excuse me, of really anchoring peace on earth, and peace on earth right now.
Yes, exactly. And I feel like one of the most powerful things that these elders are sharing with us is what we're looking at right now, okay? Because they've known hatred in their lives, and they've killed many, and at the same time, they are peaceful souls, and they just were trying to protect what was theirs. But they've learned from that experience, and I think that they're sharing this information with us because we need to show compassion for our perceived well. There really are no enemies. We've been told who our enemies are, but people that are still in warring mode, or you know what? Here's the thing. When things are revealed, okay, about how we've been controlled, many of us and listeners certainly know this, but the people that don't know this are going to probably have hatred in their hearts, and we need to really learn how to have compassion and love for those who have taken action against us, really.
And taken action against us, whether you think of it in terms of a global old paradigm situation or movement, or whether it's the guy next door that really bugs the heck out of you. It's exactly the same energy.
Yes.
And I think that sometimes that's what people don't really get, is that we become so focused on the global change, and certainly, you know, everybody in the Council of Love is constantly reminding us that we are Gaians. You know, we're not Canadians or Swedes or Norwegian or Americans. We are Gaians.
Yes.
But it begins by making friends with our neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
It begins by having peace in our own homes. Because you can't possibly have global peace if you don't have that peace within you and that peace, like, immediately around you.
Yes.
And I think that's also some of what, you know, the Native Americans and the chiefs coming forward and talking to us are really saying, because they lived in a tribal situation. And in those tribes, it was close. It was close quarters.
Yes.
And you know, you were breathing each other's air, so to speak.
Yes, yes, it's true. And it does begin with us and in our own neighborhood. So, yeah, you're right. Okay, so are we ready for a meditation?
Absolutely. So,
okay.
Relax. Everybody knows the drill, and I want to welcome all of our listeners this morning. And I want to thank you for giving yourself this time, for your journey, for your creation of inner peace, to love yourself enough to give yourself this gift. So let's begin by taking a nice deep breath of blue, the blue of the sky, that washed summer sky of the big blue of the Arizona sky, of the deepest blue of the Pacific Ocean, the blue diamond of the mother, the blue of Archangel Michael, and bring it down into your heart. And now let's take a deep breath of green, of the rich green of Gaia, of the green forests of the pine trees, of the new leaves of spring, of green grass, of green mountains, of that special green of the grass as it grows next to a stream or a river, of the deep emerald. Breathe it in and anchor deeper and deeper in your heart and relax and feel yourself letting go today or the week for the week that lies ahead, and feel yourself sinking into your chair, your office chair, your car seat, the floor, the bed, wherever you are, and go deeper. Go deeper into the richness of your heart. And feel that sense of peace, that sense of rightness, that all the little hiccups, what we think of as drama, all the frustrations, disappointments, they simply dissolve. And today, we travel to the center of the medicine wheel. So in your heart, literally feel like your heart has become a circle, that this is your medicine wheel within. And we enter always from the east. Feel yourself back on that prairie field, the place where we've gone for the last few times. And it's just early morning. The dawn is just starting to break. It's a perfect sky. Fingers of smoky yellow coming up gently and softly from the eastern horizon, and you breathe in that cool morning air, and as you breathe it in, you feel it waking up not only your skin but every cell of your body. And you can feel in the quiet of the morning the presence of the animals as they wake, and you welcome your winged friends, your four-legged, the creepy crawler. You welcome everybody. You welcome Geronimo and Chief Joseph, Pontiac, Red Cloud, Tecumseh, Sacagawea. You welcome everybody. You welcome your ancestors from the four corners of the planet. And you approach your medicine wheel at the eastern gate, at that place of gold and enlightenment, with that element of fire. And you remember the gift that you have been given here. And then you travel, you walk, connecting with each step into the life blood and life force of Sweet Gaia. And you travel to the south of the wheel, to the place of the innocent child. And you feel the gifts of that, of the coyote, and the rabbit, the possum, and the otter. And then you continue traveling to the west, to the place of the void, the black velvet of the cave. And you feel the magic of the raven and the protection of the obsidian and the brilliance of the jet. And you give thanks for those gifts of artistry and creation. And you continue on to the north, to the place of the elders, to the place of wisdom and completion. And you see Chief Joseph still standing there. And you breathe in the ice snow air. And you feel the energy of the dove and the white winter rabbit. And from there you walk to the center of the medicine wheel. You move to join with Sitting Bull, Chief of all the elders. He does not immediately speak to you, but you feel the strength of his being, and that penetrates you to your very core. You know that even though you are in the center of the wheel, there is further yet to go. But you feel secure in this knowing that you do not travel alone. You did not fully understand at the beginning of our journey together around the medicine wheel how much help was going to be available to you and is always available to you. Only now are you coming to fully understand, to comprehend the fullness of the power of your sacred medicine wheel. You throw open your arms and your heart to thank the powers of the above, the spirits of your ancestors, your tribe, and of all the tribes of all races that you have ever joined with. You thank the star people, but mostly you sing thanks and honoring to the Great Spirit. You take a perfect diamond that you have placed under the ancient buffalo skull, and you offer it to the above, and then to Sitting Bull. He takes it from you and places the radiance of divine illumination within your heart. Then he places the diamond back in its place underneath the buffalo skull for safekeeping. You understand his action, knowing that at some point there will be another and another and another who comes to this medicine wheel to feel and to use this power of ancient healing. You lie upon the ground, the earth, to thank Gaia. Your prayer and your song to her this day is silent. You let your heartbeat join with hers as you begin to give thanks to this mother who cradles you. You feel the love and support of this ancient one as you lie again upon her chest, the small child attended to forever. As you lie there, you feel her beckon to you as only a mother can. And of course you respond with equal love and celebration. You feel the connection of the above and the below, and you know that this connection is part of you and part of what you carry always and in all ways, inside the medicine wheel and inside your sacred heart of the medicine wheel. Greetings. I am Sitting Bull.
Welcome.
And welcome to you, my brothers and sisters, and people of my tribe. For my tribe is Gaian as well. And I have come to realize that long ago. I come to you this day from the great beyond, and I come to you from the distant past and the distant future, and I come to you in your ever-present now. I come to you not as chief. I would not say as holy man, not unless you are prepared to admit, my brothers and sisters, how holy and how deep each and every one of you are. For that is a very peculiar designation, is it not? That this one is holy and this one is not. Perhaps some are more wise in the demonstration of their wisdom, in the actions that they carry. But even as you judge that, you realize that you have fallen into the trap of judgment and that there is no room for that either. You know, there were always many skirmishes and many games between our various tribes. And even within a tribe, within clans, there was competition and sometimes discord over this or that, at who had counted the most coup, at who had the strongest brave or the best hunter, or who had won the hand of the most beautiful bride. It mattered not. One of the things that occurred through the aggression of the white people, the invaders, was the unification of our people. Now, you might say that was a positive thing, but in many ways, it led to deeper separation. Did we do this for matters of survival? Yes. Why do I choose to begin this day by speaking of this? Because I come that you will learn not only from our wisdom from beyond, but our wisdom in the experience of life upon Gaia, as guided by Great Spirit. You, my friends, of all colors, all beliefs, all races, all what you now call nations, which was not a political term. It was a cultural term. But what has happened in your various conflicts of war, of competition, of eagerness to have more than someone else, is you have created this sense of separation. You have created this gulf, this fracture between the people. And it cannot be. I do not say this in a casual manner. This fracture, this fissioning, as wide as the Grand Canyon, as deep as the Pacific Ocean, it cannot be. And you say, well, Sitting Bull, you are wrong. It is what it is. And I say to you, it cannot be. It is a complete false illusion. And it is an illusion which, when you incorporate that into your mind, into your emotion, into your field, into your very soul, that separates you. It separates you from your neighbor, from who may be your best friend, from your family of being. What it does is it separates you from yourself. Many times you cry, and I hear you. We all hear you. Why can we not be one with our star brothers and sisters? Why can we not be one with the company of heaven? Why can I not see the masters, my angels, the archangels? Why we cannot be one right now? And yet you cannot be one with your neighbors across the sea or across the border. You attempt to blow each other up. The aberration of cutting off people's heads, of stabbing them, of poisoning them. There is no difference. The method of killing killing is killing, whether it is from a drone strike on innocent children and women in their kitchens, or whether it is up close and personal as a beheading. Killing is murder, and murder is murder, and it will never result in peace. This is insanity at its most basic. And it is insanity to think, let alone believe, that you can drive any people to a place where they will adopt your ways and your customs and your beliefs. That is exactly what the white invaders did to us. And we would rather die. And most of us did. And those of us who survived, in so many ways, were broken. I do not talk of this day to rehash history, to create drama or melodrama. There is no point in that. My children, I want you to learn from the mistakes of your ancestors. White and red and yellow and black and brown. There is no place on Gaia where aggression or control or cruelty has not been practiced and practiced and practiced. And the reason I use practice is because in that action, in that attitude, you will never get it right. The only road, the only path to joy, to peace, to love, to the fulfillment of the mother's plan, is through harmony, is through peace. In part of my life, I took my people and I traveled, leaving my land to the place of Canada, where I was offered safe haven, even though there had been turmoil in that country as well. But I returned because we yearned for our home. You have this saying that home is where the heart is. And the inference is that you can be at home wherever you choose. And there is an element of truth of that, because if you are not comfortable in the home of your heart, then you will never be comfortable anywhere. But the connection to land, to the earth, to the dirt, to the rocks, to the trees, to the animals, to the place where your ancestors lie, to the place where your people have been, is strong. Now, in this lifetime, there is much talk about this race of humans that have come, humans, hybrids, earth keepers, etc., etc., etc. But most of you have traded, and you have many memories of your life as Native American, as Iroquois, or Shoshone, or Mohawk, or Lakota. Treasure those memories, because one of the reasons you have had these lives as African, as Aboriginal, as Innu, is because you carry within your very genes, within yourself, within your DNA, the memories. So that part of your is not only the understanding of the other people who are you, but that there is no desire. There is no desire to create mayhem and aggression and death and murder and killing. That is part of how you came in this incarnation with this mixture of experience, ancient and future, so that you would create peace, knowing out of these experiences what has worked and what has not. You are the peacemakers. You are the peace anchors. So I do not merely come to preach at you, because I have never been much of a preacher, to tell you the truth. But I come to remind you. I come to remind you not of the devastation, but of what does not work and what does. What is sweeter? What is sweeter, my dear friends and family, than when you take your child by the hand and bring them to the medicine wheel and conduct and show them and share this ceremony with them in deepest peace for the first time? And that can only be done when there is not only the quiet of the early morning, but the quiet of peace upon the land and in the hearts of the people. There is nothing sweeter. There is nothing sweeter than traveling with an ancient one about to leave the good red road and to go with them around the medicine wheel the last time, and to learn and to have them give you their wisdom, that you may be a carrier for this heritage for the people, that you may go forward as well. So, dearest Suzanne, where do you wish to begin today?
Thank you, Sitting Bull, for joining us. It's always a pleasure to have these conversations. As you're speaking, it's occurred to me, Indigenous cultures all live close to the earth, and it occurs to me that it's because of the wisdom they carry that all over the globe they've been suppressed and annihilated, right along with the power of the divine feminine and sacred sexuality. This all needs healing, and it does begin with each of us, but can you offer guidance on bringing all of that wisdom forward into the now? Uh-oh. Hello?
My apologies, dearest.
Everything okay?
Yes. This okay. Channel gestures wildly.
Oh.
So we will continue, and I will try and keep her still. Let us talk of this.
Please.
We live close to the earth because it is the blessing that we have been given from the Great Spirit, what you think of as Source or One, Mother, Father. We do not need to go anywhere. And perhaps that is why more than most, and I do speak for all Indigenous people, that there is a sense, whether you are following the herd or actually planting a small crop, or whether you are gathering the herbs by the river or in the forest, you come to know what the Mother Gaia provides. And there is a deep reverence because she is providing. It is the Corn Maiden that gives you the food that will feed the tribe. It is not merely about sexuality. Our relationship and the relationship that the children are taught actually and through simple living, that the relationship with the Mother who provides all is sacred. Because without her, you will starve. You cannot live. You forget this. Those who live in the concrete jungle or even the busy streets, or who have forgotten to even put their feet or their hands now and then on the soil. You have forgotten you cannot live without the connection to the Mother that is the representation of the Divine Mother, of that what you are calling the Divine Feminine. It is not possible, and it certainly is not possible to thrive in any way, shape, or form without this fundamental relationship. Now, that is translated into the relationship with women. Most of the relationships or the structure of our nations, of our societies, were often matrilineal. It was known and discussed and honored that the women carried the continuity, that the connection to land, as you would think of it, although we know no one owns land, but the connection
to the land is feminine. And in our structure, very often that is why the males become the hunters and the protectors. It is not sexual oppression or superiority. It is a sacred privilege, not responsibility, but a privilege and a desire to protect the women and the children. Not merely what you would think of as your wife, your children, because all women, all children deserve. It is required for the continuity of life that this be honored. And if you do not do this, then the tribe will die. It will pass into history. And it will pass into shame. It is a mistake. It is a mistake. It is one of those situations that I have spoken of earlier where I share what does not work. And it does not work when women are not honored and cherished and protected. And what does this mean? It means that there reproduction, their sexuality, their richness is to be praised and cherished and protected because it is through that lushness of their ability, their own ability to reproduce that we survive. Is it a conjoining? Is it a joint effort? Of course it is. And it is a joyous joint effort. But let us be very clear. The equality of what each one brings is not lost. And so if you begin by going back to the honoring of Mother Earth, of Gaia, and realizing that without that divine feminine, without that divine archangel, that there is no life, then the rest follows. It is actually, it is not even wisdom, it is logic. It is straight, plain thinking. It is understanding the cycle of life. It is only a fool who does not acknowledge this.
Thank you. If I might ask a question, since we're speaking about this, and it's a topic that's close to my heart at this point, would you speak to how indigenous cultures, your tribe, whatever, would view the pleasures of being in physical, as in physical, sexual pleasures? Did your tribe have a particular way to look at that, as in our bodies are designed a particular way for a reason?
We did not so much think about it as live it. You see, this has been part of the difficulty of disconnection from the Earth Mother, from the sense of truly being in the physical realm. And this is why
part of the gift, the miracle, the blessing from Great Spirit that is coming now to you when you are told to anchor everything, including sexual pleasure, intimacy, everything that goes with a sacred union and partnership, to have it in the physical realm. What has happened in your civilization and in many civilizations around the planet is that there has been a separation of the mental, the physical, the emotional, the spiritual. We did not think or operate in that way. The joining of two beings was always, yes, even in a hurried tryst, in a rapid joining, it was always a physical experience that was sublime. You know, there are many myths about how we lived and how we procreated, and most of them are just that. We had many symbols. We have talked on this show very nicely about the role of the peace pipe, which was a symbol for the joining of the male and the female. It was a sacred undertaking. Think of it. We saw, we see, we know that women are the embodiment of the Divine Mother of Gaia. To be able to enter that cave to be able to plant a seed was a gift. And it was our understanding that such a gift was always just that. And that our bodies were designed for that.
Yeah.
That is how we were taught. You plant a seed in the earth, it grows. So when a woman would have a round belly, it was a sign of being blessed. That not only was the seed planted, but that it was blessed. And in that, yes, you have what you think of as father and mother, but that blessing was for the tribe. It was for everyone. So the pleasure of sexuality, of sex, of intercourse, of intimacy. It was a way to be with our star brothers, Great Spirit, and Gaia all at once.
Yes, beautiful. Oh, thank you. Would you speak maybe to the purpose of the sun dance and also the ghost dance?
These are sacred undertakings. Let us say, with the sun dance, it is the ability to endure. And through that endurance, to sacrifice, it is an element of sacrifice.
to be able to move beyond your body. In many ways, it is a, people have a tendency to think of this sacred ritual as a rather barbaric undertaking, when in fact it is not truly just about the physical. It is about moving beyond the physical into the spiritual and to be able to be part of Great Spirit. It is a way in which you join with the above. And that is the symbol of the divine masculine, the sun. And it is similar for the ghost dance, because it is the joining with the ancestors, with the all, and with the below in many ways, but the joining again with the all. And knowing that the physical is transitory, but it is to be in many places. Now you are becoming interdimensional beings. Think of it in this way. These rituals were ways in which we achieved our interdimensional reality. Let us put it that way.
Okay, that's very good to know. And so basically then, I'm not sure how to put this. For us, it's going to be different. We don't need to do that kind of sacrifice and all that sort of thing just to access that same place. We can get it through meditation and prayer.
That is correct.
Okay.
Not everything that has gone before has need to be repeated. Now, we know that many of these rituals continue on, and the white men were never able to stop us from performing our rituals right to this day. But are they required in order to reach a place of ecstasy, of submission, of surrender, of endurance? Let me put it this way. If you live particularly in an urban jungle, in a concrete jungle, you are performing a ritual of survival every day. So your rituals have become different. But let us not dismiss the importance of ritual for all beings. Now, it may be different for each and every one of you, but the necessity, yes, necessity, to connect with spirit in ways that take you out of your mental and even emotional process, whether it is joy or happiness, because joy is different. Let us say turmoil or misery or drama or happiness about this or that. That is important. Meditation, ritual, prayer are absolutely required. Oh, you can ignore them if you wish, but you do so, you are simply making your own life more difficult and less rich.
Right.
So many of you are preoccupied with money, but what you are really wanting is the richness of human experience.
Yes.
And how you get it is through the meditation and ritual and the prayer to Great Spirit.
Beautiful. Well, I have to say it's hard to see sometimes when we're faced with all the chaos and the clearing going on that we're headed for a beautiful place where we live in harmony with all life. How does the situation on Earth look to you at this time?
Here and there.
We're there?
No, no. Here and there.
Ah, okay.
Up and down.
Up and down.
You are yearning for oneness.
Yes.
You are yearning for the creation and the restoration of the Mother's plan and the rebirth of love. And many of you are carrying that love within your heart. And you are working exactly as you have been taught by sending the energy to the rampant craziness. And that is what you have need to do. But is it there yet? No, not completely. Is it much improved? It is somewhat improved, yes. You are in peace with your circle. You are in peace with your star brothers and sisters, with us, with the above. But you have not fully learned to be in peace with your brothers of all nations. Now let us suggest to you that the women, the carriers of the divine feminine, and I do not mean by gender, I mean by the energy, are the peace creators and the peace anchors, men and women. And they are very busy at this time. What does it look like from our perspective? And now I speak to you as spirit and not just as Sitting Bull, because I do see from the great beyond far, far time. When I walked on Earth, it seemed as if the war, the discord, even after the bloodshed stopped, there was still war. And it appeared that it would not end in my lifetime, and it did not. What I suggest to you is that the end of war, not just bloodshed, but the end of war and the anchoring of peace is truly at hand. And that is a gift from Great Spirit. And that is a gift that humanity is giving to Gaia. You are claiming your wisdom, dear friends.
Beautiful. Well, it's good, good to hear. Many of us are feeling isolated in our lives, and the people around us physically may not be in alignment with our own ideas and ideals. Would you have any guidance for those longing for connection and community? How to find it?
I am not going to say to pack your travoy and to go traveling, especially in the winter snow. Community, in your sense and in your time, has shifted so significantly. And that is why as we talk to you as Gaians, rather than a being from Florida or from New Jersey or from Sweden or Paris or from South Africa, the undertakings that you go through now are global, and your community is global, and it has need for the anchoring of the peacemakers to be this way. And yes, we know, because it is sad, because I tell you that your community is etheric, and in many ways it is what you think of as electronic.
Yes.
And that is the way that you are creating a global community, and that has been the direct gift from your star brothers and sisters. It has not simply been above average human beings. These are gifts from your star family in order to create a community that is around the globe. So you seek your community on the airwaves, and you travel on the airwaves. But it is important that each of you create the friendships, the tribe, because there needs to be, for your heart, for your body, for your sense of physicality, of well-being, there has need to be the time when you physically sit around the campfire together as well. Not merely the council fire that I invite you all to, but literally around the campfire, or by the stream, or around the oldest tree. So seek the like-minded people. You may send out the invitations electronically. You have the advantage, which is sometimes a peculiar advantage, of these things called airplanes. Travel where you can, but seek in your own community as well. There are many people in hiding.
Yes, I would agree.
And it is time for them to come out and show themselves in the fresh, bright, clean light of spring.
Okay. That sounds like a challenge.
It is a challenge, dear heart.
Yes. All right.
And we will help you.
Okay. Thank you. So thank you so much for joining us today. Have you got any closing comments?
Yes. I come to you this day in the center of the medicine wheel, the place of joining of the above and the below. I ask for you to stand here, to sit here with me, with Gaia, with the council elder, with your star brothers and sisters, with Great Spirit, and to share the richness of ancient wisdom and future wisdom, and to acknowledge within your heart your wisdom. For we are here as elders, as teachers, as supporters. But you are the young warriors and braves. You are the young maidens who go forth to create the new world. Go in peace, my friends, my family.
Aho. Aho. Thank you, my brother. Thank you.